Years ago, my son had a friend spending the night, and he watched my wife and I sit on the back patio for about an hour and a half. And finally, the boy said, "What are they doing out there?" And Roby said, "They're talking." And it hit me that he had never seen his parents sit and talk. We can't get so busy during a school year that we miss relationship.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. This whole week, we've been talking about the five R's of a successful school season. School's about to start in a couple weeks, and we've got football season starting, lots of seasons starting, but how do you prepare for them mentally and emotionally? We spoke about the reason, keeping the reason for the school season in focus: recreation, routine, responsibilities. But today we're talking about relationships, and that's not just relationship with your child, but relationship with your spouse, which is very key to parenting.
It's everything, the whole package here. I like that you brought in, we're starting football season, because we need to think of parenting like that. This is preseason for school. This is where we lose control of some of our calendar. And if we're not careful, we spend our lives responding to the tyranny of the urgent, the book reports of this or that, and we drop something very important. What we drop is kind of this gentle mattress foundation for all that we're dealing with called relationship. It's supposed to be the place we come and just be. My son is a senior pastor of a church in South Florida, and he joined us for a little bit of vacation, and it was interesting watching he and his wife on vacation. They're two people with graduate-level degrees, and she's got a stressful job in foster care with four kids and all these things that they do. They stayed in their pajamas a day and a half and put a puzzle together with us on vacation, and we were sitting out on the porch of this little cabin in North Carolina and talking about the fact they just needed a break. And now they're acting like two little kids putting a puzzle together just to get away with nobody coming after them. Our children need that every day. It's so stressful in school. And the stress isn't academics. The stress isn't even performance. It's a social stress that's huge. Where do they come for cushion? Do they have to text people? Or are they able to come to us to actually learn about relationship, have a relationship, and download their relationship difficulties?
Now, all this week, we've been talking about having a calendar, structuring your extracurricular activities, having routine, teaching them responsibility. Do you have to schedule relationships too? Because it feels like it sometimes, like, okay, this is me and you time. Let's go talk now.
Well, let me ask you, do you have to schedule date night in your marriage, or does it just spontaneously take place sometime?
I guess both.
Oh, yeah. If I didn't put it on my calendar, there's always somebody asking me to do something that they think is important. Mm-hmm. And if I don't put it on my calendar, last night was actually date night for us. If I don't put it on, then we just walked through a mall. We stopped and had dinner and just hung out and looked at things and just did nothing after eating. And so if I don't put date night on my calendar, especially in this economy where I can think through it, okay, we got this amount of money, like 18 bucks or whatever to spend. What do you want to do with this? But realize we're not going to perform anything. We're just going to walk and talk and laugh. And we walked into this little jewelry shop and looked at this, and she looked at it, and I said, "How can that be nice? It's bizarre to me. It's a little silver bead." And just laughing at things. But if we don't put those things in our calendar, they won't get done. Far more with our children. And everybody has to find their time. And I'm going to give you the time that was us, and it doesn't work for other people. Our time, my time alone with the children once a week was Wednesday mornings at 6:30, and I'd alternate children. And Wednesday mornings at 6:30, Rosemary would be home with one child having breakfast. I would be opening up McDonald's on Flamingo Road with the other child. I had to learn that this 40-minute time there was not a time for me to talk, give a lecture, or what in the world happened to your closet. It had to be a time where I would listen, and it took years and years, especially for my daughter, to realize it was a safe place. "Dad, why did you say this? Or why can't I wear that? Or everybody else is wearing stuff like that. Why can't I?" And just talk through. And that's where we learned the word appropriate, because she's a lawyer, basically. Where is it in the Bible that I can't wear a bikini? And so we had to talk through, well, what is it selling? Let's talk about what it's selling. And in the goodness of God, he sent somebody one time into McDonald's wearing next to nothing as she was coming to get her coffee indoors for some reason. And I said to Tori, "What does that tell you about her? You know one thing about her. She's walking in right now with her body painted. I can't believe that's clothes. That's paint. So tell me, what does that tell you? She wants you to know one thing about her." And just taking the time, but relationship opportunity. And the end of the day for that is we did that all their lives. Never did I hear thank you. I love those mornings, Dad. Many times Tuesday night I would hear, do I have to get up early? I don't want to go. Honey, I don't do this for you. I do this for us. I do this for me. Let's go. Which wasn't always a total truth. But I knew I needed to do it. This is our only alone one time. One time she was in college. She went to college in Lexington, Kentucky, and I was on my way to speak in Chicago, and I stopped over, flew in Tuesday about noon, stopped over, spent some time, took them all out to Chili's to eat, and all eight girls in her quad. As I'm dropping them off in my rental car, and Tori says, what time is your flight tomorrow? And I says, it's about 11 o'clock out of Lexington to Chicago. She says, does that mean we can have our breakfast?
Aww.
I will take that as a thank you. Mm-hmm. That was it. I'll take it as a thank you. Finding times just to have relationship is so important. Come sit with me. Come to Lowe's with me. Sit in the car next to me. And just making it a time for relationship. There are the spontaneous ones, but I also wanted to have the scheduled ones. And once a month, we went out to dinner. Tori and I picked the place. We alternated months. She'd always want to go to the patio at the mall, which was a horrible place for me to go to eat. I'd want to go to make her try these other foods. Like one time we tried, you know, escargot, snails, which she ended up, yes, I couldn't stand them, but she ended up loving them. But just to have relationship where I would give them a distraction of doing something light, but it was to get them to talk.
But a lot of parents really don't know how to do that with their kids. They don't
why
know
don't
how to,
they? Tell me why they don't know how
well,
to do that.
What do I ask my 7-year-old?
And why don't they know how to do that? Because it wasn't done for them.
Yeah.
So really, I'm helping them be a better parent. There was a person in our culture about 3 generations ago who helped us with this. It was called the grandparent. Because we grew up in Mayberry, and the grandparent lived down the street, and a child, can I go see grandma and go down? And grandma would distract them making cookies or whatever grandma's did, or come sit on the porch with me and have some lemonade, and somehow they'd get in discussions. Rosemary was taught by her grandma how to do that, and they would have, every afternoon in the summers when Rosemary stayed with Grandma Tori, they would have tea.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, what did you do? We just have tea and these stale ginger snaps. And we'd sit and we'd talk. But as I grew up, I realized it wasn't for the tea and it wasn't for the stale cookies. It was just to talk and to hear. And this is who we are. And Rosemary talked to me. Tell me what's going on here and tell me what's there. And do you know any boys and blah, blah, blah. And just have the conversation to slowly be a safe place to come to where today's child, especially today's little girl who is more verbal, does have a priority on relationship, has no place to go. Little wonder you see a car at the light with mom on a mobile phone, two little girls, one in the back seat, one in the front seat, texting on their little phones, no relationship at all. And we wonder, how'd I lose this child?
Mm.
And they get married not knowing how to have a relationship. And so they go to work at 6 or 7 years of marriage, and their marriage stinks because they don't know how to have a relationship. And they go to work, and somebody will have a relationship with them to get more than relationship, and all of a sudden they're in trouble. This is part of the parent's job, to teach us how to have relationship. And yes, to some aspect of it has to be scheduled in, which is why we took vacations without other people, just our family, and talked and did, yes, we did puzzles. We did puzzles all the time on vacation because it was...
We play Monopoly.
Oh, Monopoly's great if you understand somebody in the family like me that is going to crush you in Monopoly.
We have those too.
Yes, I had to learn it was for relationship building, not to win all your properties and yell and cheer and run around and have everybody throw dice at me in Monopoly parts. But I'm seeing children come to Sheridan House who have no clue how to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing people come to the counseling center who have no clue how to talk. I'm seeing couples who are losing their marriage because they have no clue how to talk. Find a distraction with your child. And use that distraction as an opportunity to talk. For us, Roby and I was to put together models, but we're actually talking across the table. Go for walks. Do
whatever.
So
it's not movies then?
Movies is not, what are we doing? I think movies are fun entertainment, but I don't think that's communication any more than sitting in front of the television. When I'm in my office with somebody I have to communicate with, I never turn a television on. There's not one in my office anyway, but I don't turn it on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why would I do that at home? It's a compulsion to do it at home. We don't know what else to do with each other. So we're raising unmarriageable children who are these little individuals who think all of life is for me and this thing isn't meeting my need and that thing isn't meeting my need. I think I should expect the children to be self-centered, but as adults, we need to be more centered towards the job Christ has given us, and that is to raise these children to succeed in the areas of life that they're going to succeed at. As we're beginning a school year, it will ramp up so quickly that we need to decide, you know, I need to plug in a little individual time. Susanna Wesley had 19 children, and I know many of them died.
I can't even fathom. I think she ended up with like 10 or 11, right?
Yeah. Every child got 1 hour a week alone with her. 1 hour a week. The story of her and her biography of having family devotions, having personal devotions, she would sit in the corner of the kitchen and take her apron and put it up over her head so she could have time alone and pray. And the kids knew, don't mess with me. I'm having my early morning time if you happen to get up early. But she was smart. She would pull a child in to help her cook, and she would pull a child in to, I don't know what they did back then, make butter with that stick thing. she would pull a child in, and the job was the excuse to say, honey, what's going on? You seem sad today. Mm-hmm. When you put your child to bed, go sit on the side of the bed. And, you know, Roby got so into it, he'd make a space for me. Dad, lie down here. Aww. And when he couldn't talk, when he was little, I would talk with his stuffed animals. How come Roby's sad today? And I'd say, Roby, make Bear tell me why you're sad today. To begin to open their heart to talk about feelings. It makes me feel blank when this happens.
If you have multiple children, there's also a tendency you have this family time, but it's really a challenge, at least in our home. I've got four stepkids, to spend the one-on-one time and to really pull them aside. But it's necessary to do both, have the family time and also one-on-one. And they fight for that sometimes.
Oh, they desperately need it. You have a child who is the dominating child. They will require your time. They don't care whether it's bad or good. They will get your attention, bad attention, good attention, just to get attention. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's just signal behavior. Could I just not have to do this to my younger sibling to get your attention? But you also have that compliant child that's kind of stuck, and you could go by that child a lot. You got to maybe lie down in bed with that child. And often the child you least want to take with you to the grocery store is the dominator. That's the child you want to take. Mm-hmm. Where you say to your husband, watch the three I'm taking so-and-so. When in your heart of hearts you think, I would just love to go to the grocery store, get a Dunkin' Donuts coffee, be all by myself, and not have to do anything, and not have to battle, especially this child. Can I have that? Can I have that? Get us that cereal. Can I have that? And so that's where your routine and that's where the discipline comes in. That's where you have fun with that child and take a moment. Your children need relationship. Your family needs relationship. Your spouse needs relationship. I'm a big believer it won't happen by accident. Here's what will happen. Your marriage will get the time no one else wants. It's 10:30 at night. The kids are finally in bed. You're exhausted. And the night person called Ruthie or the night person called Rosemary wants to have these elaborate discussions. I'm done. I can't do it. So we have to schedule and be creative. For Rosemary, in our home, we knew it was sometimes scheduling a lunch. Okay, I'm coming home for lunch. And if I can afford it, meet me at so-and-so, and we'll each get a sandwich. And we're away, and we're out of our work element. Everybody can do that. I know that. So you find where does it fit and your quest after that time alone. But you have to do that with your children. And often it's the relationship parent that will say, we need to do that. And then it's the routine parent that will say, well, then let's schedule that. Mm-hmm. And it's the relationship one that'll be Tuesday night and say, I don't want to do this thing tomorrow morning. And it's the routine parent said, look, we've already told them. That's really important. And you go and you come back and you realize you got a nugget. You heard a nugget. You heard her heart. I tried out for the play and again I didn't get a part. Mm. Again, I'm background. And honey, you're not background. I don't know why Jesus is permitting this, because we know that God causes everything to work together for good for those that love God. So quest after hearing their heart. Put it in your schedule.
Well, it is Friday afternoon, and we've been covering the 5 R's of a successful school year. Monday, we talked about the reason, keeping a focus throughout the year. Recreation, don't overschedule your calendar. Keep some room for family and downtime. Routine, keeping a routine, children-like routine. Responsibility is very important, and teaching responsibility to our kids. And finally, relationships, which is key.
Absolutely. Next week, we're going to talk about the electronic moat around your house.
Oh, my goodness.
How to put up a fence. Who is your child listening to?
Thanks for listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes. If you want more information about Dr. Barnes, his books, or Sheridan House Family Ministries, go to shfm.org. That's shfm.org. You can also sign up for the daily parenting blog online at parentingtoday.org. And we'll see you on Monday.